The Impossible Pork and Sausage that's going to be now available at some time in the future. How that, well, and this ties into what I was just going to talk about, the Consumer Electronics Show, because this Impossible Pork and Sausage is being introduced there. Again, who knows why, but probably because the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas gets so much attention. Why not introduce something there that might not be electronically involved?
Does it take some kind of special electronic instrument to make the impossible part?
Maybe it does.
I'm sure it does.
Well, there you go. Then.
Whatever they use is computer controlled, I'm sure.
There you go.
But Leo Laporte will be there checking it all out.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure.
The tech guy. I wonder if Kim Komando makes an appearance, too.
No doubt.
We have two of our weekend computer experts.
Jeff Gilbert from the Michigan News Network is there.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're going to be hearing, and you're already hearing news about it. Just a couple of things I wanted to point out. This one kind of frightens me, I got to tell you, because we still haven't perfected the autonomous cars, you know, driving around. And Uber and Hyundai are teaming up to build a fleet of flying taxis.
Flying taxis?
Yes. Oh.
Right on, yeah.
Sweet.
Uber says it'll be a 4-passenger Uber Air taxi, which will initially be piloted, but over time become autonomous.
Here's the Jetsons.
Well, at least George was behind the stick there driving the thing. This is, again, this is its goal is to be autonomous.
How do you flag that baby down?
Yeah.
Well, you must have to make an appointment or something.
Use the jetpack that everyone's going to have. Well, if you have one of those, you don't need a taxi, but an air taxi. Uber says it wants to conduct flight demonstrations and, wow, in 2020, that's this year, and make such vehicles commercially available in 2023. Wow, that's not all too far off in the future.
No.
The goal is to help riders breeze over traffic and shared air taxis between suburbs and cities and eventually within cities. Uber plans to launch the aircraft in Dallas, Los Angeles, Melbourne. The air taxis look like a cross between a helicopter and a small airplane. Uber will not own the air taxis, but the aircraft will be permitted to operate as part of Uber's transportation network. So Uber air taxis. That's the future being right. shown at the Consumer Electronics Show.
We are behind schedule. We are behind schedule because in Back to the Future, we were supposed to have flying cars in 2015, 30 years after 1985.
Yeah.
I think of the
Doc just didn't know.
Remember, Doc says, road where we're going, we don't need road.
I think back at some of the very early world fairs, we were supposed to have autonomous vehicles that were guided by wires in the road.
Yeah. We're getting there, just maybe not as quickly as this is a handy one. New sensors being shown promise to stop water leaks before they ruin your home. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Ooh. Now, I know there are some, like, for people that have sump pumps, you know this. Do you have an alarm on your...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah,
yeah. Wouldn't be without it.
Well, this system, will connect to water lines, not just, like, for a sump pump situation, so that if a water line might burst or leak...
Oh, okay.
You know, and sometimes that's not discovered until suddenly the floor collapses.
Yeah, right.
So this is something that's going to be going on. And would also feature automatic shutoffs. So that's something that's being shown. Also, and this would be, I think, another thing too, there's new sensors being shown that would be able to track your older parents and such who are in their own homes. You want to stay in their homes, but you're still concerned about falling down or maybe other concerns like this. The sensors would track people through motion detection, can also detect falls and alert caregivers. Can also detect exactly what rooms they're spending most of the time in, moving around in case perhaps they haven't fallen, but maybe they're, say, wow.
And what are the
mom's been in this room for, you know, like 10 hours. What's going on there?
And what do the privacy nerds have to say about this?
Yeah. There's your careful balance. Now, it sounds handy because you want to keep an eye on, you know, maybe your aging parents or whatever, but then again, what are the privacy concerns? I don't know.
So it switches up. Parents want to be able to watch their kids at all times, then when they get older, kids are watching the parents.
Right. It's always that reversal. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Well, as long as the parents give their consent, I guess there's no privacy issue.
I don't even know if that would matter.
Yeah.
If the kids...
maybe.
Yeah.
They might not be in a position to make a permission.
Yep.
LG is set to release a new 65-inch rollable television.
Oh, yeah.
It'll unfurl from the ceiling. 65 inches of TV.
Wow.
See, this is why radio, again, is such a blessed medium to have. I mean, I know we lack the pictures, but you can enjoy radio, and you don't need 65 inches of rollable radio coming from your ceiling. LG has previously showcased a number of rollable screens, but never one that could be stored in the ceiling. That's the key. It's directly into the ceiling. What I find interesting about this is it says, possible downside of the new product is the likely sizable price tag. Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which they don't list here, of course.
For the time being.
They don't tell us.
For the time being.
Eventually, it probably will come down.
Probably. And finally, when I first heard about this, I thought to myself, what a waste. You know, if you need one of these in your home, you need to be more organized in planning. But then later on in the story where I see that it says here it's not going to be for sale, it's just an example of what's possible. It's from Charmin. You know, the toilet paper folks?
Yeah.
Charmin is introducing a new two-wheeled robot that can fetch a fresh roll of toilet paper in case you happen to be doing your business and realize that you're out.
It specializes in only that. It doesn't.
We keep ours at arm's length at all times.
Doesn't do anything else.
Doesn't vacuum the house.
No, it doesn't do anything else. But Charmin says everyone's been in that position where you're in a certain position and realize, oh my gosh, there's no toilet paper and nobody's around to help you. This robot will fetch a roll for you.
Oh, well, those robots can, you know, you never know. I know of someone a while back, about 4 o'clock in the morning, her husband was away and son was away and the mother was home with a dog. And 4 o'clock in the morning, heard something, thought someone broke in the house downstairs. And she went in the bathroom with a dog and locked the door and called the sheriff's department. And they came out to check it out. And guess what was going on?
What was going on?
For some reason, 4 o'clock in the morning, the Roombot was going vacuuming the floor, you know, bumping into stuff, and she thought it was somebody moving around downstairs.
Hey. Can we take that toilet paper robot one step further?
What was that?
Put it in our men's restroom so it also installs the paper that people don't seem to know how to do.
Right.
That would
yeah.
be nice. That yeah. would be nice.
Well, again, this is for demonstration purposes. Because when I first thought, if you need to buy and have one of these in your home, as I said, you needed to be better planned and organized. That if that's your, oh my gosh, I need this robot so bad to fetch my toilet paper for me. But Charmin says it's, again, for demonstration purposes, just an example of what's possible.
But we don't know the price of the product there. No price. Toilet paper fetching robot.
I'm betting you can probably buy a lot of rolls of toilet paper to keep handy, so you wouldn't need to be fetching a robot.
Does it
fetching
talk
for
to you?
You?
Does it ask you how's it going?
Hey, stupid, before you do anything, make sure you have toilet paper handy. That's what people need in their home. The CES Gadget Show in Las Vegas.